The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
All I want for Christmas is tools and paint and supplies and, more importantly, empowerment. Because that's the best gift that you can give someone in your life, is the gift of self-reliance and giving them the ability to be able to take care of themselves and to feel confident and excited about homeownership and about just getting things done in general. So welcome back to The Empowered Homeowner. I am Beth Allen, your host, and today I am your go-to for all things DIY for holiday gift giving. So we're going to dive into my Christmas holiday wish list of things that are great gifts for everybody in your life. There are so many people in your life that you could give, a simple $10 gift to, all the way up to, you know, something that's maybe more of a real investment gift that is going to help them to be an empowered homeowner. So I am so excited to share these things. These are some of my favorite things that I use around the house, things that I have gifted to others, and things that I have had students try and they run right out to buy because they have seen the power of these particular tools. So we're going to dive into the Hip Chicks holiday wish list, and I've curated these, whether you have a doer, a maker, a creator that you're gift giving, we've got something for everybody. So we're not just talking about tools. We're also going to be talking about some educational opportunities and classes, because it's great to just hand someone the rod, you know, as we've heard, right? We want to make sure that we're giving people the tools to be able to fish for themselves. So we're going to talk about the gear, but also what is the knowledge, the skill, and the guts that people need to be given as well so they can implement all of these cool tools. Now, there's a few things that you need to think about when you're gift giving, and that is, who is the recipient? Who is the person that you're giving that gift to? What is their skill level? What is their situation in life? And again, what is your budget in terms of the gift giving? Now, and when I say skill level and need, you don't necessarily want to be giving a chainsaw to your sister who lives in a condo in New York City. Okay. Now, you may not want to give a chainsaw to grandma, but hey, when I'm a grandma, I might be thrilled to have a new chainsaw. So think about who is the person you're gifting to and what do you think that they need? Have you heard them talk about, oh, I wish I could do this around my house, or I wish I had that tool? Maybe they've seen a commercial, they've seen something that you have in your home. So I think the real art of gift giving is to think about what is really impactful for them, what can make their life easier, what could save them money, stress, and time. That is a big thing for me, MST, money, stress, and time. So when it comes down to that and you have to look at your budget, think about what could I do for them or give to them that will be impactful in their life. So I've gathered some stocking stuffers, some large gifts, and we're not just talking about the home improvement stuff. Like I said, it's a little bit of a mix of empowerment as well. But we're going to talk about problem solving. We're going to talk about home safety and road safety and more. So who are some of the people that you might give a home-related gift to? It could be your sister who just moved into a place of her own. It could be your son who is away at college in a rental house. It could be your mom. Maybe your dad passed this year and mom is now a widow on her own and she's trying to manage. And could be the daughter-in-law with a new car. All of these people that really could benefit from some cool gifts. Or maybe you're looking for something for yourself. And that's okay too, because there are such great deals that you stumble upon sometimes that you just have to treat yourself to a little something along the way. So I want to talk about some of the basic tools that every homeowner needs to have. So if you have somebody who is, again, that first time in a house and they're totally new to home repair, to home improvement, but they want a beautiful space because at the core of everything that I do here, it's this belief that every single one of us deserves to have a space and a place to lay our heads at night that is both safe and functional and beautiful. And it doesn't always mean, you know, high-end budget beautiful, but that it is attractive and they feel at peace in that space. It is their place to come home and relax. So who might be that person who is in that space but needs a little help with tools? Now, I have created with all of these things I'm going to talk about and show you today, an Amazon storefront within the Hip Chicks business. So I have all of these products listed. And if you are listening over the radio, you can go over to my YouTube channel, DIYHipChicks.com, and watch the video replay there and see the link to the Amazon storefront in the description. And all of these items will be there so that you can go and find exactly what I'm talking about. So that's important for you to be able to find these great gifts to give them. So with these newbies, I really love a small toolkit. And I'm not a huge fan of like the pink tools, but there is a really nice tool set. It comes in a hard case clamshell storage unit, and it has all the basics. It's got a hammer, it's got pliers, it's got a nice tape measure. So that is a perfect small starter set. That one is from Apollo. And again, all of these are on the Amazon storefront. But it's a really nice set. Even for somebody who might have a decent set of good tools, you can also have this Apollo set in the kitchen, in the cabinet, in the hallway. So it's handy and it's ready and you don't have to run to the basement because it's just got all of those little basics right there at your fingertips. So check that out. Then, of course, we have the cordless drill. I am a huge fan of having a drill. A good cordless drill, to me, is the number one tool that every home has to have. So if you are buying a drill for that first homeowner, okay, this is their first time and you're buying them a drill, gifting them a drill, do a little bit of research. You want to understand, do you think they're going to really dive into DIY down the road? If they talked about really wanting to tackle projects, then you may want to think about, do I want to buy them that drill set that is part of another tool system? So say a Ryobi at Home Depot or a DeWalt system. Each of those brands have many, many tools that can be part of their system. So if you think someone's going to expand into a wide arsenal of tools, then maybe you want to gift them that particular brand. Now, if somebody is just, again, starting out, there is a great drill set by Black & Decker. And it's a small toolkit, and it comes with a 20-volt drill, and it also comes with a small hammer and pliers and some other little accessories. So that is a great introductory. If you're going to be buying a drill for someone, do not buy anything less than 18 or 20 volts. The 12-volt screwdriver drills don't have enough oomph to really get a lot of projects done. So make sure you're going for 18 or 20 volt in that drill purchase. But that Black & Decker kit is roughly $100, and it is so fantastic to get that newbie up and going with their projects. Now, hugely important tool in any newbie's arsenal is a stud finder. You want to give them a stud finder because they just moved into that apartment or that house and they want to hang things. They want to make that place special and make it their own. And you really need to be relying on a stud finder as one of two ways to find the stud in a wall. There's several other means that you can use, but a stud finder is a great way to get the whole ball rolling. So look at the stud finder. The one on the list I chose because it will actually blink and show you the width of that stud. So it helps you identify the left and the right of that stud, because if you're going to hang something of serious weight, you have to be darn sure that you are in the center of that stud, because if you catch a stud on the edge, you risk splintering that stud and now your item is not secure. So that is a great gift and people love it. It blinks lights, it beeps, it's a fun kind of tool. So next up, the tape measure. And I brought my favorite, my favorite tape measure is the Fat Max by Stanley. I love this tape measure because it is really wide. It's a nice wide tape. It has big, bold lines. So if you are in the 50 plus category and your arms seem to be growing by the day because your vision is getting worse, the Stanley Fat Max is great because it's a nice big chunky tape and all of the marks for your measurements are bigger and bolder and easier to see. So this is great. So I love the Fat Max. Always get a 25 footer for a homeowner. You know, you can get a 12, you can get a 16 foot. But many rooms are more than 12 or 16 feet, and the 25-footer will give you an opportunity for more accurate measurements every single time. So make sure that you are getting the Fat Max. Love that one. And the link that I shared actually has a two-pack, and it's like under $35. So such a deal. So you can give one and keep one, which is fantastic. Then tool bags. I have so many tools in my house and in my garage. I don't typically use a tool bag because I'm doing all of this work at home and a lot of my tools aren't going to fit because, you know, I'm using bigger tools for the bigger projects. But there is a small beginner tool bag on my list from Husky. And Husky is actually a Home Depot specific brand, but it's a great little red, black, and white canvas tote, and it's just enough for the basic homeowner. So you can pack that as a gift. You buy the Husky bag, and then you pack it with some smaller hand tools, and you give that as a beautiful gift to get that homeowner going. The other thing I like about that Husky bag is the pockets are on the outside, but there's also a nice deep inside part. So you could fit that basic power drill in the bottom of that bag. So great. You can pick it up online or you can pick it up in Home Depot specifically. Now, it is compact enough that it will fit in the bottom of a closet. It'll fit in a kitchen cabinet. It could even fit under a bed. So that's what's really great. Now, there are, of course, bigger, bolder toolboxes and tool kits and carriers and all of these things, which make fantastic gifts. But that little Husky is perfect for beginners. Now, I love teaching people. And when I first bought my home 27 years ago, there was a lot that I did not know. I had grown up pretty handy. That was just our way of life. But as I dove into homeownership and wanted to tackle more and more projects, I discovered the Home Improvement 1-2-3 book from Home Depot. And can I tell you, this has still been a favorite go-to. If you have somebody who is new to homeownership and projects, this is a great gift. Home Depot made this book, the Home Improvement 1-2-3 with their little Homer guy on the front. It is a fantastic book because it has directions, but it also has fabulous illustrations. So whether you are a visual learner or you like to read with text and learn that way, it has you covered. I prefer pictures and instructions that way. My husband prefers to read instructions. So whichever way you learn best, it is in there. The other thing that I love about the book is that it also has skill level assignment for every project. It has the gear and the supplies. And at the beginning of every section is a whole page about tools for that particular project base around the house. So the electrical section has all of the tools, and it's not illustrations, it's photos. So you can really see all the different tools and gear that you would need for each subcategory of home improvements. Check this out, but here's the sad part. They don't publish this or sell it currently in most Home Depot stores. So you will have to hit Amazon and look for an old used copy. And know what? It'll be weathered and loved. And you know that it helps somebody else along their way too. So definitely check that out. You know, maybe that some of the products have changed since this book was published, but the basic core skill level hasn't. It might just be some of the materials and things are a little bit different. Now, when you've got that person around the house who seems to have everything, I'm going to challenge that a little bit because I have a few things here that I think every home needs to have. And it'll make life easy. It'll make problems easier to solve and even avoid some problems. So let's tackle the precision screwdriver set. Now, we all have screwdrivers, okay? We've got a Phillips and we have a slotted. But when something minute breaks, you have an electronic device and it's got those itty-bitty screws, you're walking around the house going, I don't have a screwdriver small enough for that little device. Everybody should invest in a precision screwdriver set. The one on my list is great. It is chock full of all of the little tips that you're going to need. They come with an interchangeable handle, so you can swap out the different heads. And what is fantastic is that it covers all the different types of screws that you might see in some of those electronics. And not even electronics, but the towel bar, the toilet paper holder. If you've ever tried to fix them and you realize that they have a very tiny screw, which is called a set screw, so it's a screw that's kind of buried into a hole that you can't see up in there. Is it a Phillips? Is it a slotted? Or perhaps maybe it's a hexagonal opening. Having a precision screwdriver set on hand will give you access to all of those. You've got star bits. You've got squares. People are like, square screws? Yes, some electronics will use square-headed screws. So having one of these kits is fantastic. Years ago, I saved my son's Xbox controller because something had come loose inside, but I had my precision screwdriver set. I was able to open that up, tighten it all together, and I saved my family $60 from buying a new Xbox controller. So for like $15 or less, invest in one of these screwdriver sets. You will be very grateful that you have it around. Now, this next thing is one of my absolute favorite devices that I have in my house, and I get a little geeky on this because I have seen the power of it in making a difference, and it is the Bissell Little Green Machine. I have owned my Bissell Green Machine for, I think, over 20 years. I think I'm actually on my second one, but it is a small portable steamer that you can use around the house for any moment when you have a spill. You have a dog or a cat that's had an accident. You have footprints that have been traipsed through your house. And it is a fantastic thing. And usually around the holidays is when you will see it on sale on Amazon. So what I love about it is the little steam machine, you put hot water in one side and the other side is where the soiled water gets sucked into. And you can hold the handle, you spray the warm water onto your surface, it steam cleans, and then you extract. It is easy to use, it's compact, you can take it out to the car, you can use it on the porch cushions, you can use it on the upholstery in your house, as well as all of your carpets. So it is such a great investment, and it's typically around $100 to $125, but the ability to be able to deal with those spills and footprints and all of that in the moment and not get stressed out and not get angry at anybody because you're able to just deal with it in the moment, it's priceless. And I tell you this because it was a number of years ago, we heard a crash in the middle of the night and I walked into our bathroom where I heard the noise coming from and a section of our shower glass door had totally combusted. It had just obliterated and shattered in the middle of the night. And as I walked into the bathroom in the dark, I was stepping on glass. And I ended up with cuts on my feet and I walked back into my bedroom with white carpet and I had a trail of bloody footprints. And my little Bissell steam machine was right there 20 minutes later and it took up all of the blood. This is a tool that every home needs to have. And what a great gift to somebody. Okay, and don't tell me that nobody wants to get a vacuum for, you know, for the holidays or for a gift. Yes, but this is more than a vacuum. This is a problem solver, not just cleaning tool. So take a look at that. And this is really important. When you are steaming your carpets, you want to skip the soap. A lot of people want to shampoo the carpets, but skip that and just use the hot water because the soap can leave a residue that just attracts more dirt. So we don't want that to happen. Now, I know this next item, you're like, this would be a gift I'd give to somebody? Yes. And that is a caulking gun and caulking tools. And I'm telling you this because if you have ever gone into your bathroom and you've got moldy, peeling, cracking caulk in your shower or in your bathtub, it's defeating. You know it's a problem. You know it's one, unattractive, two, unhealthy, you've got mold growing, and three, it's a hazard for water to be getting behind the shower wall or under the tub. It's really important to be able to get this taken care of. You might just motivate somebody to actually take that next step because you've gathered them the tools to do this. You could get a nice, you know, bucket and put all of the different things in there. You know, caulk gun, the caulking tools, the different tubes of caulk that they might need for projects around their house. It's giving them a gift of motivation and empowerment. And tack on to that, you can give them access to one of my classes so that they can learn how to do some of these basic things so that they can get that bathtub looking beautiful and pretty with a fresh bead of caulk, and then they can take that nice warm bath. So you can also throw in the bubble bath and a book and maybe one of those little trays that goes across the edge of the tub for them to sit and the candles. So you can create like a, here's how we're going to get there, and here's what can happen when you've done that and you can enjoy that beautiful new tub space. So I know it sounds like a kind of odd tool, but know what's another gift you could do? You could give them those tools with a coupon that says, I will re-caulk that tub for you, Mom. I'm going to do that for you, sister, daughter. I'm going to come and I'm going to do this, not just for you, but I'm going to do it with you so that you can learn how to do it because you're giving them the gift of, yes, that beautiful bath space, but knowledge and empowerment to be able to do it on their own the next time. Now, every home needs a workbench, and not everybody has, say, an old countertop set up in the garage or something that they can put their paint projects on or hold things down while they cut. It's really a great idea to have a workbench. Now, you don't have to go like crazy hog wild, you know, and spend $800 on like a rolling workbench, but having a sturdy space to do a project is really valuable. I'm not talking about sawhorses and a piece of plywood because that's not a sturdy, safe workspace. I'm talking about something that is solid on the ground that you can put a little bit of weight on, that you can clamp things to, and you can get projects done. So on my list, I have a really nice bench. It's from Keter, and it is fantastic, sturdy, holds many hundreds of pounds, and it has clamps. So it gives you, especially if you're alone, a little extra oomph because now you've got an extra buddy basically that can help hold things while you're cutting. Check them out. They're around $100. So what a fantastic gift. And somebody will be very grateful that they can pull that out and set up their gear. And that's what it's about, is giving people an opportunity to be independent and manage for themselves. So that is definitely something that every homeowner should have. It's just one of those rare things that, I don't want to say rare, but you're going to pull it out a few times a year. And in the moment you need it, you'll really need it. And you'll be really super glad that you have it on hand. Now, we're going to dive more into some of the seasoned DIY gifts. This will be things for more advanced abilities. And there may be some people in your life that are ready for more of those advanced things. And there may be some people that you're going to hold off. Maybe it's next Christmas that you'll be giving them those. But I do want to take a moment and pause and reflect on our nonprofit partners. I'm a big advocate of the Laurel House in our community. Every year we talk about, you know, homeownership and, you know, our holidays and how gifted and blessed we are that we have our people gathered around. So be grateful for that. And let's take a moment to pause and hear from our folks at Laurel House who are doing so much in our community to help those who are facing domestic violence. Since 1980, Laurel House has been a lifeline for domestic violence survivors in Montgomery County, offering a safe shelter, a 24/7 hotline, trauma counseling, relationship education for teens, court accompaniment, and medical advocacy. But there's more work to do. Together, we can end domestic violence and help families rebuild their lives, whether it's volunteering at their thrift shops, assisting with childcare, or becoming a text line responder. Your time can make a real impact. With training and support, you can become an advocate for survivors in our community. To learn more about volunteering, donating, or simply offering your support, visit laurelhouse.org or call 610-277-1860. Every action counts. Together, we can make a difference. When the seniors in your life are facing a new chapter, the journey can be overwhelming. At Senior Transition Services, they understand that relocating isn't just about moving things. It's about honoring a lifetime of memories while preparing for a new lifestyle. While serving Bucks and Montgomery counties, the Main Line, and Northeast Philadelphia, they provide expert move preparation and downsizing assistance with a focus on empathy and compassion. They guide you and your loved ones every step of the way, identifying which items could be moved, ensuring that treasured belongings find new homes and cherished memories are preserved. Embrace this new phase of life with confidence and peace of mind. Senior Transition Services, where your past is honored and your future is embraced. Call today at 215-947-5490. So for those who are ready for the beyond basics in terms of DIY gifts, let's talk about lasers, okay? We're not talking space lasers. We're talking laser levels. And I love this little one from Black & Decker. This is a laser I've had for probably 15 or 20 years. And it is just perfect for that person who's moved into that house who is ready to maybe do some carpentry projects. They want to do chair rail. Maybe they want to do wainscot panels, you know, up the stairs or down a hallway. The laser level is a great tool to help you do that. Now, what I love about this particular one is it's just so easy to use. There's not a big learning curve, but it comes with a two-part. So one part attaches to the wall. There's some versions that have a little nail head that will attach to the drywall, and then you attach the laser level with a magnet, and you level out that line, and you guide that line perfectly across the wall, and then you can mark so you know exactly where you need your laser to hit the wall so that you can draw that pencil line and you can get all of your woodworking level across the room. So very easy to use. There are some models out there that have a suction cup system as well. Easy. And these are like $30 or less. So when you're ready to dive into those carpentry projects, this is a must-own tool. Now, another thing that I love to have around, I know it sounds geeky, but you would be giving this as a gift, is paintbrushes. You're thinking paintbrushes for Christmas? Yes. If you have somebody who you know on their list is paint projects, they're in that new place and they're ready to add color and personality and style to their space, paintbrushes are expensive. Painting can be expensive. So what a great gift. You can go to your Sherwin-Williams and you can buy Purdy brand paintbrushes. These are the only brushes that I purchase anymore or use. Purdy are all handmade. They're actually made in the Pacific Northwest of our country. They are made by hand, and every one gets a sticker with the initials of the person that made them. And the other really cool thing is that many of their handmade brush making team are women. And many of them have worked there for 10, 15, 20 years or are multi-generational Purdy paintbrush makers. So you are not just buying a great tool for your loved one, you're helping keeping women employed, which I just love that idea. But what a great gift. You can buy that 5-gallon paint bucket. You can get some nice new brushes. I love the 2-inch angled brush. It's perfect for your trim. You can get some roller covers. You could put painter's tape. Frog is always my go-to. And you could put a gift certificate in that bucket for a gallon of paint. And then they can go when they're ready to pick out that color to get their project started. So yes, it's a kind of a different gift, but it's a gift that somebody will be like, oh, wow, now I'm going to feel motivated once the holidays are over that I can start tackling that paint project and be excited. So I think it's a fantastic gift. Don't forget to throw in the Grime Boss wipes. These are fantastic wipes that will remove latex paint from many surfaces, even if it's dried for a few days. So check out those as well. Just create that big bucket and you put the cellophane around it and you can get some paint swatches and create like a little rainbow. Be creative. I would be so excited. And most new homeowners that have this on their wish list would be so excited to get a paint bucket as a holiday gift. Now, when it comes to those buckets, let's talk about tool totes. 5-gallon buckets are great to just kind of carry our tools around the house. But there's a thing called the Bucket Buddy. And it is a liner that goes in the 5-gallon bucket. And it has pouches all around the outside. So all of your small hand tools go on the outside of the bucket in the little pockets. And then the middle of that bucket is open for all your bigger things. So in there is where you put the painter's tape and your drill and some of the bulkier things. But what a great gift. You buy the 5-gallon bucket, you get the Bucket Buddy, and you fill it with some hand tools. And you can even put that drill in the middle wrapped up with a pretty bow. Great ways to say to people, you got this, and I've got you covered by giving you the tools for you to get done what you need to. And it's a way to keep things nice and neat and organized. Now, a great gift for, I think, anybody on your list, guys, girls, young, old, it's a fantastic gift, is the Leatherman tool. Now, I have this one. This one's called the Wave. The Sidekick is another really great one. Leatherman tools are those, multi-purpose tools that everybody should have in the house, in the car. Some people carry them in their wallet in their purse or even in their pockets. A little heavy for me to carry them around in my purse, but I do have it in the house, in the kitchen drawer. So I've got my pliers, I've got little knives, I've got little cutting scissors that are built in here. Leatherman family makes just great multi-purpose tools that are really compact, and they come in the little leather pouch. Now, this might be a gift that's, $60 or $70, and then they have some that are upwards of $100, but it's a gift that they're going to have probably for the rest of their life, as long as they don't lose it. So really great, and this comes with the pouch that you can actually put it on the belt, or you could put it on a hook on the side of your tool bucket as well if you wanted to carry it with your tool bucket. Really nice little compact tools. Now, another gift that I think is so important is magnetic bit extenders. I did not bring my drill with me, but when you own a cordless drill, it has a chuck that allows you to insert any tool that has a hexagonal base, like the one I'm holding, which is a flexible screwdriver bit, which is super cool. But your drill has this hexagonal opening, whether you have a drill or you have an impact gun, okay? You can, for either one, you can apply these tools. Now, a magnetic bit extender is a sleeved tool that extends the drilling and screwdriving capacity. These little extenders come 2, 4, and 6 inch, and they have a sleeve that slides over the end, and it protects your fingers from getting banged up when you were trying to hold a screw steady, because this tool allows you to hold the screw straight so you can drive it. The little sleeve will cover it so that you don't have to have your fingers in the way. You will be able to drive the screw straighter and more efficiently, because the screwdriver tip doesn't fall off the head because it's inside the sleeve. These are the stocking stuffers. So make sure that you are looking for those extender bits. Now, some are magnetized, some are not. But the best part of it is they're all hexagonal bases. They fit into universally accepted tools. So it doesn't matter what brand of extender bit you buy or what brand of drill or impact gun that you have. That's all accepted. So don't worry that you don't know what kind of drill, you know, your son-in-law has before you go and buy these. It doesn't matter. So check out the extender bits. And in terms of other accessories that folks may want, I'm telling you, this kind of goofy, flexible screwdriver bit is really handy for those hard-to-reach screws that you need to be able to get to, but you can't get the drill into that little cavity. And the whole bit will just bend and twist so you can access it. And these are on my list. You get a 3-pack of them for like $12. So you can buy them and you can keep one and give two away and you'll be very grateful. Again, not the thing you're going to use all the time, but there's those moments when you're doing a project and you're like, boy, I wish I had a tool that did X. And when you have a tool that can do X, you're like, yes, this is such a big lifesaver. So definitely check that out. Now, one of my favorite tools, which I didn't bring again because it's a little big and clunky for a radio station, but it is fantastic to have in your garage, in your basement, in your tool arsenal, is the Dremel Multimax. This is hands down one of my absolute favorite tools. The Dremel Multimax is an oscillating saw. It is a saw that does not work by typical cutting. Okay, we usually think of a saw as a tool, power saw, that has a big rotating blade and it's scary and you worry about losing fingers. The oscillating saw is a saw that works on vibration. So the tip of this tool vibrates at a high velocity and cuts into many surfaces. It's not a scary, gonna cut your fingers off kind of saw. It's great for beginners because you can cut so many things with it. So what can you cut? You can cut wood. You can cut metal. I'm talking screws, nails that are stuck in wood. You can cut flush to the surface with this oscillating saw. So we've got wood, we have metal, we have plastic. You can also put on a different attachment that you can cut through grout. And there's a drywall tool and a sanding head. So this one handheld tool will allow you to cut all of those materials and then become a mini sander. So for $100, $115, depending on if you can catch it on sale, the Dremel Multimax is my absolute go-to. I have been using this tool for so many years. I've used it on so many projects. I call it my MacGyver tool because it's the kind of tool that gets you out of those tough situations where you just can't get any other tool in a particular angle to cut. It is easy to use, plugs right in. There are cordless versions out there, and I do own a cordless one for my Ryobi tool set, but I prefer the real sheer power that my Dremel plug-in gives me for most applications. What a fabulous gift for that homeowner who's ready to up their game in terms of DIY projects. Please, all of my students in my DIY classes know that I totally geek out on my Multimax. It is such a great tool. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, we have some safety gear. Nothing says, I love you, you're important to me, and I have a gift for you, than making sure that our people are safe. So whether we're talking about safety at home, or whether they're talking about project safety, or we're talking about safety on the road, all of this is important. So let's talk about project safety first. And I want to make sure that we get good gloves. We need to protect our hands. So on my list are some really great gloves from Firm Grip. Firm Grip is a really good company. They make high quality gloves. They are comfortable. They've got some that come for men and women, depending on whether you want a smaller, tighter fit. Because having an appropriately fitting glove really makes for proper safety. So again, you're putting together that tool bag, put in a pair of Firm Grip gloves so that somebody has the protection from splinters, protection from any shard metal, protection from chemicals, all those kinds of things. Then safety glasses. A lot of us don't think about buying safety glasses, but it's really essential to have in your toolkit. So I always look for those that are UV for people who are doing outdoor projects. That's always great. Anti-fog, scratch resistant, and there are some that are shatter resistant. And this is really essential if somebody is a woodworker or maybe they're cutting tile, they're doing a tile project, working outdoors. Make sure that you're buying glasses that wrap around the side. You want them to curve around the side of the face because there's less chance of any debris getting in there when it's a snug fit. So that's important. And a first aid kit. How many people buy, you know, and live in a home and don't have a first aid kit handy? This is another gift that says, I care about you and I want to make sure you are prepared. Now, for the home, what about making sure your people are fire-minded? They are focused on their well-being and their safety. I am a huge fan of the fire blanket. I have given them to the children in their apartments and off-campus accommodations for the time being. And I've made sure that other relatives have them as well. A fire blanket is a better alternative for most homeowners than a fire extinguisher because the extinguisher, it can expire. A lot of people feel flustered and don't know how to work it in the moment that they need to. And, you know, you have to worry, did you pull the right pin? Do you have the right type of fire extinguisher based on the fire you have on hand? A fire blanket is so easy to use. You unfold it, you lay it over the fire, and the fire is put out. So it's very easy and convenient. You can buy them in a multi-pack online so that you can then pass them out and distribute them. So think about those. So nice to have that under the kitchen sink, in the cabinet next to the stove. You can use them on the grill. You can use them on the stove. You can also use them on a small electronic fire as well. You know, whether it's maybe a power strip that ignites because there's an over surge. Think about having these and gifting those. Pretty Little Red Bow says, I love you and I want you to be safe. Now, another thing, and again, sounds like a weird gift, smoke detectors. You're supposed to change your smoke detectors every 10 years. And if you've been in your house for more than 10 years and you've not changed the actual detector, well, that needs to be changed. So maybe you could gift those to a loved one and not just gift the smoke detectors, but gift the time to come over and to get on the ladder and take care of that for your mom or for grandmom or your grandparents. It's a way to say, I got you covered. We want to make sure that you are safe and you can get out and protect yourself. Now, you know that I'm a former nurse, so I'm always a big proponent of fall safety and how do we prevent falls in the home. Motion sensing lights. Easy screw-in adapters that go into light fixtures that have motion sensing adapters built right into them so that as people walk into a garage where they walk onto a porch or into a basement, that the light will automatically come on because they sense the movement and illuminate your space. What a gift to your elderly grandmother to know that she doesn't have to fumble for a light switch. So you could gather some of these gifts, package them up, and say, I'm going to come, I'm going to have lunch, and we're going to make your safe, your space a little bit safer with some of these gadgets so that you can be more independent and live alone longer, because that's most of our goals, is to stay in our own homes as long as we can. So you're giving them a gift of independence and safety and the time of a little bit of lunch so you'll connect with them. So that's really important. And a piece of that is door and window alarms. So for your physical safety, if you have that young person that is in their apartment, you've got your kids in the dorm, you can make them feel safer by giving them door and window alarms. I love these little kits. I've, you know, used these around my kids' places when they moved out on their own. And in lieu of an actual security system, they are peel and stick door and window alarms, where it's a two-part component. So one piece goes on the door frame, one piece goes on the moving door or window. And you just turn them on. It's just a little slide button, and then you go to bed. And you have assurance that if somebody opened that door or opened that window when I'm sleeping, I'm going to hear it. It does not call the police, but they alert you, and then you can dial 911 yourself. What peace of mind for your daughter, your son at college, in apartments, you know, any senior living alone that is afraid of someone breaking in. Again, you give the tool and you give the time and you help create that sense of security, because what a gift that is for people. Now, for the road, can I tell you one of my favorite things? And I literally used this about 2 weeks ago. One of my favorite things to give as a gift is the Halo Bolt. This is a compact portable charger. It's about the size of a VCR tape. And for you youngins out there that don't really know what a VCR tape is, well, ask an older person. But it is the size of a small book, per se, and fits in the palm of your hand. And it is a portable charger that will hold a full charge for months, sitting in your car, sitting in the kitchen cabinet. And when you need it, you pull out this portable charger, and it has USB plug-ins. It has a three-prong plug. It has a flashlight. And the coolest thing about this device is that it will jumpstart your car. So if you are by yourself on the side of a road or in a parking lot, and it's cold and it's dark and it's snowy, and you don't have a battery that's working, this will jumpstart your car. It is such peace of mind and security to know you can take care of yourself in the moment. And you can get this device for about $100. What a gift to give your daughters, your sons, anybody who's drives a lot and, you know, might be on remote drives, long drives. Give them this piece of security. Now, you can also get another version of the Halo. It's, I think, a little bit more, maybe like $130, and it also has a air pump built in. So you can handle both a flat and jumpstarting the car in this gadget that just literally will fit under the car seat or in the back of the trunk. And it is small. It comes with a little pouch. And I used mine 2 weeks ago because my car battery died in my driveway. There was no one else home for me to help jumpstart the car. And my car was also pulled in a position where it would have been really difficult to get another car nose to nose to even jump it. And the beauty of the Halo is that you don't need another car. So it doesn't matter if your car is facing a brick wall and a parking garage, you can charge it independently. So check out the Halo. I have had so many friends and students who have written to me and said, thank you for telling me about the Halo, because I used it this week. And it's also great in a power outage, because you can plug in your phone, you can charge your phone, you could even plug in your laptop, you can even plug in your coffee pot if you're desperate. And it's also great for road trips. We've taken it on many road trips, and you can charge your phones in the car. Sometimes you don't have enough chargers in the car for people, so this gives you that option. And the only thing that you do need to know is that it must travel with you in the airplane. You don't put this into your checked baggage because of the lithium battery. So you keep it in your purse or your carry-on bags. Now, another great product that's on my list is an Avid air pump. It is for car tires. It's also for all your sports equipment. That's a great gift for the sports nut in your life. Give them a portable air charger. So whether they are, you know, at the basketball court or the soccer field, they've got a cordless charging pump that can get all of those balls back into game shape. And it's also ready for your tires as well. Great gift. And that one's, I think, like under $30 for the Avid air pump. Now, moving from the house and the car out to the garden, what kind of gifts can you give the DIY garden lovers? I am a nut for my garden. I love to be outside. But, you know, our tools get rusty. They get bent. you know, you hit a rock, you know, when you're shoveling one day and now the tip of your tools are bent. Treat them to a beautiful new set of tools. I'm a big fan of Fiskars. Fiskars makes fabulous pruning tools and shovels. So they have an ergonomic hand shovel, which is fabulous, especially for those of us that are getting a little older and we love to garden, but maybe we have some arthritis or joint issues. So that is a nice hand tool. And they're small pruning shears. Love them. It's a great gift. So you could get a flower pot. You could put the two Fiskars tools in there. You could put some seeds. You could also put maybe a new kneeler or, you know, a new kneeling pad. And this tool that, not tool, but gift that I have is a garden sleeve. We're not talking about garden gloves because they only go up to our wrists. But if you are someone like me, or your loved one is someone like me who gets poison ivy anytime they even look at it, you want to give them garden sleeves. They come in all different colors and patterns, but they are soft. They are kind of a polyester blend, and it slides all the way up your arm to mid-upper arm. It has a thumb hole, and it comes right up, and it covers everything. So then you put your gloves on your hands, and you are protected from fingertip to almost your armpit so that you can be doing your gardening work, you can be pulling weeds, and you don't have to worry that you are getting your upper arms exposed to poison ivy or even to, you know, get scratches from, you know, the bushes and the leaves that you're working around. Love my garden sleeves. And the best part is when you're finished your, you know, afternoon of gardening, you just gently peel them off, keeping any of the oils from the poison ivy on the fabric. So you kind of peel them over onto itself and throw them in the wash. They wash up beautifully. And this way you are ready to do all of your cleaning. Okay. Let's talk about the outdoor power tools that we might have. For outdoor power tools, we've got great blowers and trimmers. I love my Ryobi set. It is an 18-volt trimmer. It works on all of the same power tool batteries that the rest of my Ryobi tools work on, so that I am always prepared to do any of my trimming and the blowing, the leaves, the grass, the dust and the pollen, all of that. So does your person need that? Such a great gift that they may not treat themselves to. Composting bins, lots of cool composting bins that you can get out there. So for somebody who's really nature-minded, you can give them that. And then the garden auger. If you have somebody who likes to plant annuals and they want to plant bulbs for the following year, and maybe it's getting to be too much to dig all of those holes. They've got rough soil. They've got rocky soil, clay-based. You can get a garden auger. It is a typically about 18 inches long, and it fits right into your power drill. And you can drill all of the holes by squeezing the trigger on your drill. So easy, super easy to use, and you will not regret having that. One caveat. It does not fit on an impact driver. It only fits on a drill driver. So a standard power drill it will work on, but not the impact gun. Now, oh boy, so many gifts. So little time, right? You know, we've just started the holidays and some of the shelves are already clearing out. So I want to tell you about some of the other gifts that you can give your loved ones, and that is the gift of classes. I have many classes that I offer, and they are all online. So your loved one or yourself can learn from home. You can learn over Zoom, and we can get on the phone. There's so many opportunities for you to learn how to DIY. I have classes that are for beginners. I have one called Home Hacks. It is a $99 class, but I will be offering that class for half off, for 50% off through December 13th. So you can take my Home Hacks class and get it for $49. So if you are interested in that, you need to email me through the website. The website is DIYHipChicks.com. You can go to the contact section and just write me a message and say, yes, I want in. I want to get that 50% off discount on your class. And then I also have the Handy Woman Mentoring Program. And that is a year-long program where you get 12-plus hour-long classes that you can learn at your own pace. You get weekly mentoring in a small group over Zoom with like-minded ladies. So if you want to learn more about our classes and our workshops and how you can be a real DIYer or gift someone the gift of empowerment, make sure that you check out my website at DIYHipChicks.com so we can empower you. So I hope you have a wonderful holiday season and you get all these great gifts and empower the people in your life. And remember, doing it yourself doesn't mean doing it alone.